I'm riding along, singing the same old cowboy song.
Good morning, y'all.
That's been sung 100 times before.
We got a show packed up for y'all this morning.
Ain't got nothing but my name, and I'm the only man I know to blame. But I'm living.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah,
I am. I'm free.
Yeah. Good morning, Arizona. I hope you've got your alarm set where it automatically comes on at 7 o'clock, 7:06. We'll wake you up every weekend, Saturday morning, with this little soft get you up and get you going tune.
A little Marshall Tucker Band.
Yeah, what could be better? What could be a better segue into talking about the great state of Arizona? You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, and we're glad you are. We're intent on making you glad that you are. Good morning, Arizona. One of the things we've decided to do with the 7 o'clock hour is just highlight some corner of the great state of Arizona every single week. We're going to start doing that by talking about each of the 15 different counties that we have in the great state of Arizona. And we decided, well, how are we going to pick which county to cover on any particular Saturday? Well, we could do it alphabetically. That would start us with Apache County. Or we could do it seasonally, where why would you want to go to that particular county in any particular time of year? Well, it just so happens that using those two criteria, we end up on the same county.
Apache County.
Apache County.
Though Apache County is beautiful all year long.
It is.
There's something to do every season.
It's a corner of the state that we fell in love with years and years and years ago. Seasonally, this is one of the very best times of year to get up. You can really wake up in the morning, step out of your tent or your motel room, and just catch that quick little chill breath of mountain fall air. And not to mention the fall colors.
I got news yesterday that it's starting to turn. It will, of course, get better and better. But if you have an opportunity to go up any time between now and the next month, you'll see beautiful fall color.
All right. So Apache County, where in the state are we talking about? We're talking about way up in the northeast corner of the state. It actually is the home of Four Corners Monument and pretty well stretches down the New Mexico border all the way to Alpine, Arizona, which is a pretty good stretch. The way we fell in love with the area all the way back, I had been to the area several times before Jennifer and I got married. And once we got married and started having kids, a big part of our life was camping. And I would drag y'all up for that long haul as often as y'all would let me. And the more we did it, the more y'all got used to the five-hour drive.
It's really only about four, but if you put five kids in the car, it's
turns it to
five and a half.
Turns it to five and a half in a real quick hurry. But it's high. I always enjoyed it because one of our favorite camping locations. In fact, the reason we bought our mountain property in Apache County was it was one of the very, very few places at the time that had no cell reception.
It's still pretty spotty.
And no Wi-Fi. And then darned if one, after we closed escrow on the property, if they didn't start building a cell tower. That kind of broke my heart. Oh, man. So we're talking about the communities of Springerville, Eager, Alpine, Nutrioso. The county in itself has how many people in it?
It has about 71,000 people, excuse me, and it's 11,000 square miles. As opposed to Maricopa County, we have 4 million in 9,000 square miles. So it's much
less populated. I like it already.
Populated. Yes.
I wouldn't even have to go there, and I would like it already.
A lot more wide open spaces.
Oh, gosh. So it probably, it's a big part of the Navajo Indian Reservation. North of Springerville and Eager, get up to St. John's, you get into the reservation, that whole area around Canyon de Chelly and stuff. And we're going to be covering the reservation part of the county next Saturday. But this Saturday, we're going to kind of focus on the other areas of the county that we originally fell in love with. And there's Highway 191, which is a 120-mile road that goes from Springerville down to Clifton and Morenci.
But it doesn't just go. It winds.
It kind of goes there.
You can't
and
be
here
in a hurry.
There.
Can't be in a hurry, and you can't be very susceptible to getting car sick.
You don't want to ride in the back seat on that road. You know, it is the first federally aided highway in the nation.
I saw that.
First federally aided highway construction project in the entire nation, Highway 191, which at the time it was built was Highway 666.
Somebody didn't like the name of that.
And it was known as Highway 666 all the way up until the mid to late 80s
when
they finally changed it to Highway 191.
Well, if you like, you think you'd like the idea of camping and seeing those views, but you're not there yet, just doing that drive gives you an amazing venue just to see it all, great vistas, amazing little communities. It's a great
and only,
spend a weekend.
Only about half of that highway is in Apache County. The other half is in Greenlee County, and we'll cover that. There's great places to stay along the route, like Hannigan Meadow, which is just below the county line. There's several places to stay right there in Alpine, in Springerville. There's the Springerville Inn with the John Wayne room that we've stayed in before. That's always a lot of fun. But we summer up there as much as we can. And what's ironic is we attend a little bitty church, Nutrioso Bible Church, that's located on Highway 666 across the street from Devil's Slide.
And it has slid a couple times.
And it has slid more than a couple times. You know, another great community up there in Apache County is Greer and little Molly Butler Lodge. How can you not go to Greer or be in the White Mountains and not stop at Molly Butler's, huh?
Well, Greer is a great place whether you're going up for a summer hike or going up to ski during the winter. And Molly Butler Lodge has been there for a very long time. When you read about Molly Butler, you read things like hardy, independent, self-reliant, endearing and contagious attitude. She was just a little whirlwind of a gal. But she was born in 1877, and in 1883, she came with her family in a covered wagon from Utah. It took 3 weeks, and she was only six, and her dad had her drive the wagon because he needed to get in the back and weight it down so he could get through some rough spots. So she was hardy from the beginning. And they settled in Greer, which is at the time called Lee Valley, and he immediately built a little sawmill, and they started building. And that's where right next door to where the Butler Lodge is now, Molly Butler. But over the years, they've served just hundreds and hundreds of people. In the beginning, it was a free place to stay for huntsmen and fishermen and just people working in the area. But if you stayed, you had to help with the chores. And of course, then it grew.
I'd take that deal all day long.
Absolutely.
But her maiden name was Wiltbank, as I remember.
That's right.
Wiltbank family is still a very prominent family up in the community, as well as the Hamblins, which were one of the first Mormon immigrants to go in and settle the Springerville area, as well as the Beckers, and the Browns, all big, and the Udalls, Morris and Stuart Udall, that we know from national politics, that all come from the St. John's area. So Nutrioso is kind of like our little haven of a favorite spot, and that's French for Valley of the Bear and the Beaver, Nutri Beaver Oso Bear. And it was just kind of an area that was very run over by beavers and bears. Escadilla Peak is the third highest mountain in Arizona. It's right there off Highway 191.
Easy to get to, and an easy hike, really. Long, but easy.
The Terry Flat Loop, which is a great drive. Prior to the Wallow Fire, I would say it was probably one of the prettiest places in all of Arizona. At approximately 9,000 feet, it was a huge meadow encompassing hundreds of acres at the very top of the mountain, and you could camp right in, pack your tent right up against the tree line, overlook this meadow, and be completely surrounded with aspen trees that are showering golden amber leaves all over your campsite. It absolutely was one of the most beautiful places. The good news is that the Escadilla did burn completely to the ground in the 50s. When we first saw it in the late 70s, you would hardly even have known the fire had been there.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna see coming back from the Wallow Fire, the aspen tree, which will repopulate the forest first. We should actually have some very, very good fall color in the White Mountains for the next two decades. Of course, many of you are fishermen and go up to the White Mountain area lakes, and a great majority of those are located in Apache County. So Apache County is the county we're going to highlight for this particular week. If you haven't taken the drive up to that part of the state, you're missing probably one of the most beautiful places. When you land at the property where we are, you're exactly 4.5 hours from Phoenix, you're 4.5 hours from Tucson, and you're 4.5 hours from Albuquerque. So you can take your pick. You're in the Bermuda Triangle of the most beautiful wilderness area. The Blue River Wilderness area starts in the south part of Apache County. San Francisco River headwaters are located there. Absolutely gorgeous and beautiful. We'd love to hear your stories of Apache County if you'd like to share them with us at 1-888-767-4348. And next week, we're going to move to the north side of Apache County, probably a much less traveled neighborhood of Arizona, but it's the Navajo Nation. And I'm thinking Ganado. I'm thinking Canyon Deschey. I'm thinking Canyon,
Monument Valley.
I'm thinking Canyon del Muerto. I mean, so many beautiful, gorgeous places. We're going to try and actually reach out to the Navajo Nation, see if we get one of their tourists directors to come on air and talk about that corner of their reservation. Absolutely incredible property. You stumbled on some kind of school or something, didn't you?
Well, there's only one college listed in all of Apache County, and it's the Diné College up there, and it's owned by the Navajo Nation, and they are ranked as the number one community college in the entire nation. I'm sorry, so they're second in the nation and number one in Arizona, based on several criteria. One of those criteria being the lowest default on student loans, which I thought was a huge claim to fame.
All right. So y'all tune in next week when we start the 7 o'clock hour. We'll be talking about that corner of the state, the Navajo Indian Reservation on Apache County. A show packed of information with y'all today. We're going to talk a little bit when we get back about something we've left up in Apache County that you can all go and try and find. It's a lot of fun. We're going to be talking about a great outdoor expo in the city of Prescott today. We're also going to be talking about Treeland Nurseries is having an event where Romeo will be out there all morning. We'll be talking about mortgage rates and refinancing your home. And we're going to be talking about awareness of Fire Safety Month and what you can do at your home to not only make your home safer, but to ensure should you ever have a fire, you will have the quickest recovery possible. All of that on a 4-hour program right here at Rosie on the House.